welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22446. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from Joshua 1, verses 1 to 9, and Ephesians 5, verses 10 to 20. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz and is entitled, Be Strong and Courageous and Grow in Prayer.
Amen. And so our first reading from the Old Testament is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, My servant Moses is dead. Now proceed to cross the Jordan, you and this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the Israelites. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and the Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river of Euphrates, and the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west shall be your territory. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. For you shall put this people in possession of the land that I swore to their ancestors to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to act in accordance with all the law that the servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall be successful. I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The New Testament is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand that on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness as shoes for your feet. Put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication, so that to that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much, Lynn. Well, I'll start with Joshua 1. It was the passage we had in our church yesterday, as we started our series on living in between. The word was liminal, the threshold between something that's has finished and something that is about to start, but is not yet fully known or fully seen or fully developed. So this idea of transition and being in a time of transition, and it's very clearly here in our passage with Joshua, who is called to be the next leader. Often we have this expression, he has to fit big shoes. Moses is dead. He had been the leader leading the people of Israel out of Egypt through the Jordan. And because of their disobedience, unfortunately, they were stuck for 40 years in the desert. But they're now ready to cross the Jordan and to go into the promised land. And God encourages Joshua with those words to be strong and courageous. He says that he will be with him, that he will have success, that he will succeed in his endeavor. But also there are some guidelines and boundaries. Be strong and courageous, but also be careful to act in accordance with all the law that my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. And he was called to meditate on that day and night, and to live carefully in accordance to what was written. Then things would work out. He will be prosperous and successful. So he finishes, be strong, be courageous, not to be frightened, not to be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, as Christians, we are not under the law, but we do have guidance. And it's very important that we understand that we also are to live out our identity, our new identity in Christ. And in the same, in this passage, we have the same idea of being strong in the Lord, being strong in the strength of his power. And the guidance we have is not following the Jewish law, but here we do have a guidance in a metaphor of putting on an armor, the armor of God, so that we will stand against the devil. And we are clearly informed that not with Joshua, their enemies were very physical and they had to go through great battles to get into the land. But this is not the Christian way. We are not to battle people. We are to battle forces of evil through prayer and through service and through love and through our obedience to God's will. And we do that by putting on this armor. Again, it's a picture. It's something that helped the Christian at the time. They knew Roman armors. They had it in their mind, and so it was helpful for them to picture a soldier and then to name some of those bits of an armor to help them remember what are the important things in our lives that we need to follow. And it speaks here about speaking the truth, the belt of truth, speaking the truth in love, about the breastplate of righteousness. We stand in God's righteousness through Jesus, but we also are called to live out that righteousness, to express and to show the transformation of God in our lives. To learn to share our story, it says, to put on the shoes of being ready to proclaim the gospel of peace, and to shield ourselves with faith so that we will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. To rest on our salvation, and that's the helmet, and to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And if you've heard something about this passage in the past, you would maybe have heard that there is nothing put aback, because we need to move forward, and there is only one offensive bits of the equipment, which is the word, God's word, scripture that we have. And a little bit like Joshua, we need to dwell in scripture day and night. And we have in our society great opportunities, whether it's through our phones, we can have scriptures in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. We can meditate, we can think, we can study in groups. In our church, we have live groups where people come together to scrutinize scripture and apply them to their lives. We have Sundays where we can freely and safely go and listen to God's word. Paul finishes with prayer, and each time I heard the word prayer, I realized I don't think we pray enough. And really, that's my personal view, and in my own life, and I long to see as a leader prayer grow in our church, in all that we do. Each time we meet, that we start with prayer. Each time we think of something that needs to happen, that we find it through prayer, not just we come and we gather and we share a few nice ideas, and then we finish with a prayer to bless the kind of human wisdom that we have together. But that it's reversed, that we really are hungry to listen to God and to find out his ways and his thoughts. He's going to use our intellect and our experiences and our abilities and our skills, of course. But as we pray, I believe there is a sense of guidance, a sense of unity that is not when maybe we just do business as usual. So it says, pray in the Spirit at all time, in every prayer and supplication. So it's all the ways, from morning to afternoon to evenings. We can always pray, talk to God, thank him, praise him, bringing a situation. Sometimes we walk in the town, we see something, we hear an ambulance, we can pray. We can pray for God's blessing for the people who are in that ambulance, for protection, for guidance. So let's grow in our prayers. Let's put on the full armor as Christian. And let's hear afresh those words of God to be strong and courageous. He has promised to be with us, but we need to walk in his ways. We need to have that prayer, your will be done, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, which is in my life, in my community, as it is already perfectly in heaven.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.